music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned into Listening to Millions.
This is deeper than a podcast. I'm telling you, you need to come sit down with us.
And today, we have a very special future recurring face or voice. Daisha, mind introducing yourself?
Hi.
I don't know what to say.
Hi, I'm Daisha.
Be like, hey, I'm Daisha.
Hey, I'm De'Asia.
Oh, De'Asia. Ooh.
Yeah.
We folded.
We folded so hard. I swear. Okay.
Hey, I'm De'Asia.
Hey, I'm De'Asia. Hey, De'Asia.
Hi. She is. She is starting a podcast of her own, and we decided to let her come and listen in on what we do and get a few tips and even spread
chime
her opinion.
In. Chime in. So. So, bro, it just feels like.
I haven't sat with you alone in
a while, bro. Damn, like, sheesh.
How are you, bro? How is Million doing?
Feels kind of weird. How am I doing? I've been doing straight, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm still alive, still eating, fully bathed. Honestly, I don't have anything wrong going in my life right now. Like, I feel like
bathing at least 5 times a week, like Samaj said.
At least five times a week, bro. Damn. It just feels so weird now, bro. We got to keep this going. We need to stick to... Listen, y'all, we're going to stick to trying to get this out like once a week. Just me and you, bro.
That's fine. I like it.
We got to try and stick to that. But Trey, how have you been doing?
Ooh. Lately, I've been good, but today, don't even get me started on today, bro. All right, so, like you know, I got a new car. As soon as I got a new car, a Nigerian man hit it, and he ain't got no insurance. So, this dude and my mom...
Hold on, a Nigerian man hit it,
bro.
I thought a deer hit your car.
No, that's my old car.
Right.
So, this one, the one I just got, the 2017 Lexus, a Nigerian man hit it. In the parking lot at my mom's school, yes.
Damn, when was this?
Like 3 weeks ago. That's why I'm still in the shop.
What? So you was driving for a little bit?
For a day.
Wow.
I drove it for a day. Went to my mom's school, it got hit. What else happened? What happened after that? Today. So I called him today, right? And I'm like, it's been 3 weeks. So I'm like, all right, it should be ready by. They said it was going to be ready last Tuesday. It's this Wednesday now, so it should be ready, right? Called him. Yeah, man, the body guy hasn't been in a while, bro. So, just call us back tomorrow. If I call him tomorrow, it's still not going to be ready. So, it is what it is.
So, what did you do with the Nigerian man? Did you sue his ass?
Nah. I had my brother-in-law call him, and he was like, because at first the dude was never going to come back. He eventually
He hit and ran.
So, he was never going to come back. He came back to the school, and then he got in contact with my mom, and he was like, I can't, like, you know, I don't want to get this, that, and the third. I don't want to get in any trouble. So he, you know, left his information and said, I'll pay you, just call me, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't have the full whatever amount it was, but I have like $800. No, that's not what happened first. At first he was saying, I can't pay you at all, but my mom couldn't hear anything that he was saying. So then...
like, she couldn't understand him.
Yes. Accent? Yeah, the accent was very thick. So she was like, what tribe are you from? He was like, Igbo or Yoruba. My brother-in-law's Yoruba, from the Yoruba tribe. So... They connected, and he was, like, crying on the phone type shit. Like, God would not bless me if I don't give you any money. So he said he was going to give us $800. It's been 3 weeks. Ain't heard from the Nigerian man. And still ain't got my car back. So
you do know that.
I have terrible luck with automotive.
I was just about to say some racist shit. But you do know niggas be scamming out there.
They do.
Nigerians be scamming like
they do. That's not racist, though.
It's
like a fact.
No, that's racist, nigga.
Or is it a stereotype?
Bro, that's a stereotype.
But how many times have you watched the Dr. Phil episode and it's been like a Nigerian dude who's scamming an old white lady?
And then
old white lady's like delusionless. Am I tripping?
Nah, you're right.
Oh, so, like,
so it runs in their blood. See, that sounds racist as fuck.
That's bad. It doesn't run in their blood. But it's a reoccurring theme with the Nigerian. Like, you know, how they like to say, Black people so good at basketball because we can run, jump, and steal, right? I think it's like one of those type stereotypes.
I mean, they think all black people can dance.
Oh, no, nah, they ain't seen me in Mill.
Ooh, nigga, I could dance.
This
nigga
can't dance, bro.
I swear to God, I
swear to God, he can't dance.
I swear to God, I can dance
right
nigga.
Now.
Yeah, dance right.
What y'all want me to hit, nigga? You gotta get the gritty on right now. Nigga, I'll hit that bitch right now.
This nigga can't dance, bro.
Nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, every black person is born with fucking rhythm, bro. Every black person is born with
Look at this nigga, he can't dance.
Bro, every black person is born with rhythm.
You have no rhythm. You have no rhythm.
Not every black person.
Bro, do a dance move. Chris Brown. Chris Breezy dance routine right now.
Why would I do Chris Brown?
Exactly. Because you can't dance, nigga.
Bro, I'm telling you, I can hit that gritty.
That's not the gritty.
It's okay. You did it. Oh, man, I hit that bitch, bro. Oh, God. Bro, you tripping, bro.
You didn't hit that bitch.
Okay.
Let us know in the comments.
She climbing up because I really hit that bitch.
Let us
bro.
Know in the comments if Mill hit that bitch.
I'm telling you, I did, bro. Every black person does have rhythm, bro. I think that's spiritual. That's not even in our blood. That's just spiritual.
But nah, bro. And what else happened today, bro? I need to vent, bro. I took a little nap before you guys came here, bro. As soon as I woke up, I checked my Twitter. I got a DM from a girl I talked to 4 years ago.
Hey.
4 years ago. Guess what it said?
What it
said? Fuck you. Like, but, do you know how much hate you have to have in your heart? I was 18 when we talked.
Damn.
Do you know how much hate and disdain you've held for 4 years just to come back and say fuck you?
Bitch, you probably got her pregnant.
I didn't get her pregnant.
You probably got her pregnant or you burned her or something.
I ain't burned her.
You broke up with
her. I know it, huh?
You broke up with her.
You want to know the story? I don't think I told this story. All right. So my friend Reef and Kinu, they have this friend called the Girl X. Mm-hmm. So Girl X was like, I'm going to say Girl X and Y. So I was messing with Girl Y at first. This is Kinu's friend, right? So I was messing with Girl Y at first, but me and Girl Y weren't really on the same page. So I stopped messing with Girl Y and started messing with Girl X. They all friends, though. So, like, Girl Y had stopped hanging out with the group because she didn't go to the same school as us. We all went to NCCU. She went to UNC Chapel Hill, so it was like, whatever. So I was like, it's not really working. We don't get to see each other. I ain't have my car at the time, so it was like, it wasn't really a point, you know what I'm saying? So why do a long-distance relationship for a 30-minute drive? So I was like, fuck it. And I didn't feel like ordering no Uber. Like, I could possibly have did better. But so I started messing with Girl X. And Girl X didn't want me to have any type of communication with Girl Y. But me and Girl Y weren't like, distasteful towards each other. It was just a mutual understanding that it wasn't gonna work. So long story short, I go on spring break with Kinu, Reef, and Girl X. On the last day of the trip, me and Girl X get in an argument because I had liked Girl Y pictures on Instagram. And it's something about y'all girls in them pictures, bro. Like,
no, not y'all girls.
It's something about y'all.
I disagree. I mean, you messed up, like, you said they're friends, right?
Yeah, they're friends. But they wasn't, like, the best of friends. They was, like, a little
both
friend
of y'all,
group.
In my opinion, y'all foul. Because if they're friends and you start talking to one of them and then, you know, start talking to the other one, both of y'all wrong, in my opinion. So I would hate you, too. And I would have woke up this morning and I would have said, fuck you, too.
Oh, that's kind of, man, at what point do you actually have to just say, you know,
we were 18. Like,
that's
how
what I'm saying. At what point do you actually say, I'm over?
No, I was just kidding. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so somebody broke your heart before, I'm guessing. Everybody's.
Nobody's broken my heart before.
So you're just a stone cold killer.
I haven't allowed that.
Hold on. You're not allowing that from birth? Like, you have to have.
What do you mean I'm heartbroken about what, though?
You have to.
Like, by you, you mean in like a relationship?
Yeah.
No, I've only been in one real relationship.
Are you still in it?
No. And I wasn't heartbroken. I broke up with him, and it was like a mutual kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
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 But we're
okay.
Cool. Like, there's right. No beef. Right. You know, animosity towards one another.
Well, okay. This relationship didn't end like that. So, all right. So it's the last day of the trip. She found out like the girl's picture. So I'm thinking, cause me and my bro, we was saying like we was on like the fuck the Kalani wave. You remember that was back when it was fuck Kalani because she broke Kyrie Hart. And she was a real big Kalani fan. So I thought that's what she was mad about. So I brought it up. I was like, you know what? That was wrong of me to say all that stuff about Kalani, right? She said, you really think that's why I'm mad? You must think I'm simple-minded. And it slammed the door in my face. So I'm like, what the fuck? And that's back when I was rapping. So We was in the hotel, bro. I would write a little bit of a song, come back, write a little bit of, because I don't like being around bad energy. So I was just trying to get that energy out of me onto a page. I come back the last time, and she says, "What are you writing? A book? Steve Harvey writes books, this, that, and the third, just chirping off at the mouth. What's the first chapter gonna be about? This, that, and the third?" And I was like, "Do you really want to know what the first chapter of my book is gonna be like? Be about?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, I asked twice. I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "The first chapter of this book is gonna be, you can suck my dick." And I said it like with everything, like I meant, like I was so mad, cause I don't know, bro. Like it was all of the chirping, I couldn't hold it no more. So I just said, "You can suck my dick." And boy, she exploded after that shit. I walked out the room. She come following. "You wanna talk, motherfucker? Let's talk, motherfucker. Let's talk." So we in a hotel, middle of the lobby. I'm getting chased out. I'm drinking a glass of water, bro. I was like, "All right, so you want to talk? Let's talk." You know, I was calm. And then I was like, "I just don't feel as if me liking that girl's pictures was that deep." She picked that glass of water up and threw that shit plumb in my face.
With the glass also?
It was a paper cup. She threw the paper cup too, but it ain't hurt.
Okay.
I'm like, damn. She threw that shit in my face, bro. I'm like, goddamn. So we go back in the room, bro. And then I'm going to kill him. Because Reef and Keanu had started laughing. That's why if Reef and Keanu would have killed their composure, they would have never laughed. This would have never been a problem. Mm-hmm. But now Reef and Keanu happily married, and she DMing me, "Fuck you," on a Wednesday afternoon.
You need to get over that. Like, I hope that you find healing, whatever girl, whatever XYZ, whatever her name was. You need to find some healing. You can't hold on to it because at the end of the day, Trey's been living his life, and I can guarantee that. I can guarantee that. Trey's been living his life. I see it firsthand. You need to start moving on, shorty. But also, that laughing shit that you talked about, that shit's true, bro.
That shit's deep, bro.
It feels so much worse when other people are laughing at you. Like, I remember Troy was fucking with me one day. It was DeAndre's house party. Uh-huh. It was at DeAndre's house party. And I was telling Troy, I was like, "Hey, bruh, the car is unlocked. You left your light on." And I was also like, "Hey, let me get a drink, too, while I turn off your light." And he was like, "Okay." So I went over to his car. He had his keys, and he kept unlocking the door. And then I would reach for it. And then he would lock the door. And then I would fucking be like, "Hey, bruh, stop playing." And then he just kept doing that shit. Niggas is laughing at me. It wasn't that my homeboys was laughing at me. It was that random niggas was laughing. And when I tell you I walked up to that nigga ready to fight that nigga, took his keys, threw them bitches, and left the fucking party, bro. Because it's like, nigga, I'm cool with people laughing at me. That's cool. Well, as long as I know you, I don't know you niggas for you to be laughing at me, bro. Like, for all I know, for all y'all niggas know, I could be coming back with a fucking gun. Like, you don't know, nigga, I'm not no clown ass nigga, bro. And that shit pissing me off to this day because he thinks it's still funny, bro. But I'm not no clown ass nigga. No clown. That shit pissing me, I'm really kind of hot off of that shit.
So you let that get to you? Huh? You let that get to you?
It's random niggas, though. He has the
toughest chink of thin skin I've ever seen in my life. That's what I call it, bro. He has the like, Million is tough as fuck. Like, shit that's supposed to get to this nigga, gets to him. But the shit that doesn't matter at all, like random scenarios like this, this nigga explodes. Like, I say this shit all the time. Play Monopoly with this nigga. You want to see this nigga Million get beyond angry? Play Monopoly with this nigga.
Because I'm trying to tell y'all.
And see, bro, what the fuck happened.
Damn, bro. Monopoly is life. Do you know how to play Monopoly?
A little bit. Yeah, not that much. I don't like Monopoly. It's too long.
But you must not be playing with the right people, because that bitch be going like this. It be going like this to me.
Yeah, like we be talking shit.
Yeah, but
I mean, it makes it longer.
Are you competitive?
Yeah, I'm very competitive. Like, if I lose, I'll cry. But
we had a segment about like, being a sore loser, nigga.
Bro, yeah, bro. Like, I don't. Losing doesn't faze me. Is that a bad? I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
You're not supposed to be okay with losing,
though. I'm not okay with it. It's just like, oh shit, I lost. All right, bet. Let me know how I'm gonna win next.
I don't know.
Because when, like, even when we play basketball, bro,
I get mad. The other day in basketball, twice in a row with the trashest team, y'all niggas thought y'all was about to burn
we,
us.
But hold up.
Y'all niggas thought y'all was about to burn us. These niggas was laughing at my team that I picked. Beat these niggas, skunked these niggas twice in a row.
That shit don't count. This nigga had a nigga from the basketball team on his
matter.
Team.
It doesn't matter.
That nigga didn't miss.
Y'all niggas was not laughing.
They had a nigga y'all from the basketball team.
Y'all niggas was not laughing. Y'all niggas was not laughing when I picked my team. Oh, versus easy dub, easy dub.
Who y'all
beat
have?
This nigga's ass.
Who
Trey was not talking to me. He was not even looking at me. I'm over here talking about shit. Trey is not even looking at me.
Bro, who y'all have? Bro, you had Tyler from the basketball team, bro. Nigga's a whole life real to Hooper. Nigga was sleep. Nigga didn't make a shot for two games. Last two games turned into a fucking animal. And who else you had on your team? It wasn't
I just
Troy.
Had fucking... It was trash-ass niggas.
How was the nigga on the basketball team?
I had Jared. I had E-Man. Don't tell me that nigga E-Man is good. Don't tell me that nigga E-Man is good.
Oh, you talking about the five.
Yes,
yeah, the five
nigga.
Count.
That's yeah, the we five. Laughing. We was whooping y'all niggas' ass.
We was laughing. Y'all was definitely... okay, yeah. Because you had Zach, Jared, you, and two random people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had that random light-skinned dude who didn't pass, Aaliyah, me, and Troy and somebody else.
Oh, so you was talking about another situation.
I was talking about that 3v3. When we won the first two games, beat these niggas the first two. Out of nowhere, this nigga gets hot. Not million. This random nigga that was just in the gym, and I knew he was cold, bro, because he was in there practicing by himself, doing fadeaways, spit windmill ducks. I'm like, bro, this nigga finna come. First three games, two games, he was trash. Third game, nigga scored every bucket by himself, bro. That shit was crazy. Mm. That shit was crazy.
All you're saying is I beat your ass a couple of
no,
times.
No, the team he had beat me.
Times,
whenever, whenever,
I beat
whenever
this
us,
a couple of times,
when me and Mill the best two niggas on the team, my team always win, bro.
That's cap.
When me and Mill the best two niggas on the team, my
that's
team,
cap, bro. Nigga. I was the best nigga on that fucking last team that you had said that we was laughing on.
Yeah, you was.
And I whooped your ass. But it's okay.
I let you have that one. I let all you right. have that one.
Thank you. But
he got his one dub out of my four. It's okay.
Damn, how did we get here? I'm just saying, bro. Like, Shorty, take your L and move on. Like, you shouldn't be. When is the right time to get over somebody? Like, what's the time limit to get over somebody?
Time limit. I don't think there is a time limit to get over somebody for real.
All right, you've been with somebody for five years. How long should it take for you to get over them?
By 5 years, you've developed a personality around this person. You got to think about it. Right. Like in life, when you have a partner, your partner changes you, and that can be for better or for worse. So like, you've been dating somebody for 5 years. You're not the same nigga. Let's say we started dating at 18. I'm what, 23 now. That's not the year. My personality has evolved around this relationship. So the person I could have been at 23 years old, I'm not even that person because I've been molding myself with you for the past 5 years. So it was like, how am I supposed to get over that in 2 or 3 weeks?
Right.
I say even a year is too long just to...
A year is too long or too short?
A year relationship is too long for you to get over it within like a week and a half or some shit.
Okay, so 5 years, how long should it take for you to get over that?
I don't think it is no time period.
Nigga, if it's 10 years and you still not over that person, come on now, nigga. You holding on to that shit purposely.
You ain't never heard of the person that got away? It's called the person who got away for a reason. Yeah. If that person comes back, 9 times out of 10, you're going to do something that you're not supposed to do if you with somebody.
There is this guy at my job who stays saying that he has a wife that he's happily married with. He says it all the time. I have a wife I'm happily married with. But there is one that got away. He says that shit all the time, and that shit hurts my feelings. Just think about it. Like, damn.
Imagine if his wife found out about that shit.
I ain't gonna say his
livid.
Name. I ain't
livid.
Gonna say that nigga's
livid.
Name.
His wife is gonna be livid.
I ain't gonna say that. Name,
oh, is he black?
Nah. Well, yeah. I'm a lie. I'm a lie to say it. I don't want this nigga getting caught up because he's really a cool guy.
So. He said, is he black? Yes.
When's a good time to get over somebody? Like, how long did it take for you to get over your ex?
Couple months. Only because, like, we ended off on good terms. So it wasn't like a hard breakup where I had to, you know, cry about it, stuff like that, or think about it, because we're still friends, you know?
That's not toxic.
It's not toxic.
That's bad.
It's not toxic.
That's bad as fuck. If you start talking to another nigga.
We don't talk every day, though.
If you start talking to another nigga, then?
No. No.
Every month?
No. Like,
y'all don't talk at all.
We don't talk.
So okay. Y'all not friends.
They are not friends.
We cordial. Like, yeah, okay, you know, that's different. Cordial.
That's different. Because if you would have been like, yeah, we FaceTime every day, but we not together, though.
That's toxic.
That's fucked up. That's if you start talking to another nigga, oh,
so
that's going to be rough.
Y'all don't think y'all can be friends with somebody y'all had sex with?
That's different.
Nah, having sex is easy.
No, like, mom, you could dap them up afterwards. All right, homie, saying. See you later.
But I'm talking about have a genuine friendship. Like,
yeah, genuine friendship.
Genuine? Like, what do you mean by genuine?
Okay, so say, for instance, you and somebody, y'all have been fucking for like four or five months. But you just
decide, that's a relationship. That's not just fucking.
You just decide you don't want to, you don't want to do that anymore. So you just want to be friends. You don't think you can build a genuine friendship out of that? Like a
you can be friends, but that's not a relate. But 4 months of just fucking?
I'm sensitive.
I mean,
you got put the nigga capping. I'm the most sensitive nigga. Oh, God. This nigga ain't sensitive.
But those are the harder relationships to get over, I feel like.
The quick ones. Nah, the long ones to me, bro.
It's the quick ones.
But
I've seen it
girls
with my
are
friends.
Backwards, though.
That's what I'm saying. I've
girls
seen it with my
backwards.
Friends.
Yeah, because y'all, if y'all, the longer y'all be in a relationship with a nigga, I feel like the more time y'all have reasons to come up.
Come up with reasons
why
to
I
leave.
Why I should leave this stinking ass nigga who ain't shit, who ain't got a job. And the longer you with him, yeah. But like 4 months, I can be a good nigga for 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the best nigga for 4 months. I'll be the best nigga for 4 months. You ain't gonna have no issue with Million. You're gonna be like, you gonna talk about how Million
number
is
five
great.
Roll around.
Million is such a great person. Oh my gosh. That month five, like you said, nigga, that month five, it's like, okay, now I'm starting to see this nigga's true colors. I can be selfish. He doesn't like to communicate. It's in that. What's your red flags, Trey?
What's my red flag? Bro, I'm too friendly. That's what everybody tells me. I'm too friendly. They can't be with no nigga that's as friendly as I am. That's not a thing, though. That can't, like, how is that a thing?
Nobody wants no friendly ass person.
But how is that a thing, though?
Nobody wants no
why
friendly
do you
ass person.
Mean, you want mean ass nigga?
It depends on what you mean by friendly. Like,
this nigga is very friendly.
Like, are you flirting with
no.
other girls?
Trey is very friendly.
Bro, I just walk up, say, hey, how are you doing today? That's not flirting.
I don't see nothing wrong with
it.
I do
that. I give him a hug and then keep it pushing.
Please trust. I'm not going to expose
what this.
Expose me, bro. Expose me.
Nigga, you don't want me to expose you. This nigga is very fucking friendly. And there's some of the shit, like, okay, I ain't going to say who they name.
All
right. Do I want to expose? I'm not going to expose my nigga. I can't expose my nigga. Like, I can't expose you. But I'm just saying, bro, I've seen some shit where I had to walk away and be like, damn, Trey, like, you tripping, bro. Like, if it couldn't be me. Like, if I was in that person's footsteps, it couldn't be me, like, with another. Like, maybe I'm just a really jealous person. Y'all not jealous?
I don't get jealous at all. I get, what's that? Oh, it's not jealousy. I'd be like, whatever.
You're jealous.
That's not jealousy.
Jealous.
But I think I'm better
that
than everybody.
One time before we even started the pod, thought about starting the pod. You was pissed off at your ex that she was dancing with niggas at a party. She danced with all these fucking niggas around the party. And I just couldn't. I was drunk that night. You remember what I was doing? I just laughed at this nigga. I just laughed because I was like, nigga, all this shit that you do, she dances with other niggas. Damn, I feel like I'm exposing. I'm sorry so much.
I'm sorry.
We can cut this out.
We can cut this out. Laughing, we cut it out though.
You sure?
We can cut it out.
Oh, you want to cut it out?
I don't care. It don't matter.
I'm gonna cut it out.
We're gonna have to watch it back. I'm gonna have to listen to the audio. I'm gonna have to listen to the audio. I'm gonna pick up it right here, and we're gonna see.
Nigga.
And we're gonna see.
Hey, I feel it, bro.
If that shit end up missing when you start editing that bitch. And you hear a random ass song of the day, just know.
Just know we cut that shit
cut
out.
Cut that bitch out.
Cut that shit out.
DeAsia, what do we have written down for what we're going to talk about today?
Is that what did we?
Yeah, what did
we
I say?
We texted you.
I texted you that shit.
Yeah, it's time for us to get started.
It completely slipped my mind.
That customer service.
Okay, we talked about that already. That fucking.
You didn't tell me. We haven't really talked about it though. We talked about the Nigerian, but like the bad customer service. What made them such a bad customer?
Bro, it's been three.
A bad customer service rep.
I could have did this shit by myself. It takes a day to fix a mirror. It takes 2 days to buff out a dent. and it takes 2 days to paint. I could have did this shit by myself by now. Like, literally, like, it's been shit that I've done by myself on my old car. So, it's like, I just did it because the dude said he could do it for cheap, and I ain't feel like doing it. And the Lexus got, like, electronics in the mirror that I don't know how to fuck with. Whenever I had, like, my old car, I ain't had none of that shit. You just plop that bitch on there and keep it pushing.
See, when you said bad customer service, I thought you was talking about, like, restaurants. That's the first thing that comes to my head like, when I hear bad customer service.
What else we had on there?
Worst sexual experience.
What's the next one?
Ways to tell find Uncle Rukus.
Oh yeah, how to tell the niggas are Uncle Rukus. Which one you want to talk about first, bro? I know which one I want to talk about first.
What you want to talk about?
Million, what's your worst sexual experience?
See, we gonna have to cut a lot of shit out.
Why?
We gonna have to cut a lot of shit out. Because I don't know if I want y'all niggas to look at. Because y'all might really look at me.
But it's not your fault, buddy. I look at
it
you.
It really ain't my fault, though. It's like, she... All right, so... I was fucking with this girl for a couple of weeks. And shit like that. And like, I had a little nice little vibe. Am I screwing this around?
Shit, I don't know, Twin. I probably ain't. We got the wrong goddamn shits in here. That's why they're not sitting right.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. All right, y'all. So we had a nice little vibe. I was really fucking with her. That was my homegirl. Like, I could see myself not marrying her. I don't see myself marrying anytime soon. But we was really cool. But this one particular day, she came over and she told me she had enchiladas. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, damn, you couldn't bring me none. Ha ha ha. But anyway. We watching a movie. I have my nice little setup, you know. We watching my movie in my room. I usually do the same thing. And then we start having sex. I don't like to brag, but like I feel like I think I know what I'm doing just a little bit. So she's just like steadily pushing out shit. Not shit. Hold on. When I said shit, like she's pushing out squirt, all right? She's pushing out squirt. Damn. Who? We can't even put this on TikTok, nigga.
We gotta put it on Patreon.
The amount of fucking.
We gotta make a Patreon just so we can put it on.
The amount of blocking this shit out is censoring. Like the amount of censors.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, all right, so fuck it. All right, I'll keep on going. I already got in. So she keeps on pushing, like, squirt out and stuff like that. She already pissed me off because she squirted in my mouth. And I was like, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, but she just R. Kelly Joe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she squirted in my mouth. I was like, wow, you could have at least told me. Yeah. But she was like, I'm sorry, Million. It felt good. I was like, all right, I can't get mad at that. So she starts riding. Damn, bro. I feel so bad for this.
You feel bad for the girl.
Yeah, what happened after she started riding? What happened
so,
after?
Like, she,
I
like,
changed the lights to red.
She here she go again, steadily like pushing, like squirt out. It keeps on, squirt, squirt, squirt. So I'm like, all right, cool. And I last. But like this one time, like she just keep on riding. I start smelling something. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, maybe this is me. I'm going to keep on fucking. Fuck it. Like, this might be me, and I ain't going to say nothing because maybe I didn't take a shower or some shit. But anyway, she keeps on riding, and then she smells it too. So I'm like, oh, my God, here it comes. She about to say I stink or some shit. She looks down, and she was like, Million, I think I shit it.
Oh god, that shit take me out every time, bro.
Bro, because she legit stopped and looked me in my eyes and said that shit.
Oh shit.
And so I'm just like, what? What do you mean? She said, I think I shitted on your dick. I was like, I didn't yell at her. I kept my composure and I was like, you know what? Get off of me. Take a shower. So she took a shower. She's steadily taking her time in the shower because she's crying and shit because she's embarrassed. I'm like, I don't give a fuck that you're embarrassed at this point. Like, I still have shit on my fucking dick. Like, I'm just like...
like, full blown. Like,
Like, I'm telling you, like there was a turd on like, my fucking
bro,
dick.
Bro, no right? way. There's
I
no
kid
way.
You not, bro. There was a turd on my fucking dick.
How did that even happen?
She was riding.
She was riding. And you know, if you think about it, bro, that's your natural shitting position.
And
though.
She had enchiladas. That is your... she was riding and she had enchiladas.
That's a deadly combination.
Yeah.
That shit was so disgusting, bro. So I finally get up and I'm like, hey, like, I understand that you're embarrassed. I need to wash my dick. She rushes out and goes to one of my other rooms and just starts crying that whole entire night. And I didn't give a fuck. Because after I ain't gonna lie, bro, I was so turned off with her that whole night. And was that wrong, though?
No, she's nasty for that.
But she wasn't intentionally doing it.
That doesn't matter.
It's not like she shit on her. Wait, how did she feel it come out, though? Hmm? She ain't ever said, like...
I don't know, bro, but I could never look at that girl the same. And she's cute too, bro. Like, she was really like my top two looking females like that I've ever had. And I'm just like, wow, like that
damn,
shit
just ruined a great
how
experience.
How did she know? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know, bro, because I know we both started smelling that funky ass smell. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck is this?
Something
smell?
Ain't right.
Something ain't right. And I'm sitting here thinking, because I'd be sweating when I'm having sex. I'm like, damn, nigga, I need to take a shower. I started thinking that.
Yeah.
Ah, but it was her funky ass. And man, that shit pissed me off. So she finally, like, after she's finished crying in the room and I'm laid out on the couch and shit, she want to creep up next to me, not say shit, and just sit down and look all pitiful. And I just didn't give a fuck. I really wanted to, but I just didn't.
I just didn't.
She keeps hitting me up and I just keep leaving her alone. Like,
damn. Damn, my shit.
I was hella turned off.
But it had something to do with a turd too, though. But it wasn't a turd that went out during.
Damn,
where y'all getting these girls that just shit on y'all?
That's why I'm done. I had to take a chill pill with women because they just shit on.
I was like 18, bro, 19, and I had went to an all boys school in high school. Like I tell this all the time. So when I got to college, I was buckwheat Bill. Like I was every girl. Cause you gotta think about it, bro. Nobody was wearing a bra. Everybody had on booty shorts. I was in heaven. Like, heaven. It was this one girl. She had the fattest ass I had ever seen, bro. I was like, and my niggas from NCCU still don't know about this shit to this day, bro. Like, this is my first time ever telling this story. And I worked so hard to get in this girl room, bro. I finally get to hit. We going straight from the back. Like, I'm in there. And as soon as I look down, bro, all I see, you know what a dingleberry is?
No.
All I see is a collection of dingleberries in her asshole. What dingleberries is it's a
not a collection.
It's an assortment of little tiny shit pebbles that's mixed in with
tissue. Yeah,
tissue and shit. So like, let me see it. Just like a shit and wipe the ass, but she ain't get all the dingleberries.
Yeah, she had to have
some hair. Yes, it's hairy. It was hairy down there. But her cootie cat went hairy. She just didn't get in the booty.
Yeah.
So it was like.
And you still hit.
No, I had to stop. I was like, yo, like,
that nigga kept
going. You got something in there. Keep going.
Remind y'all, this is the fattest ass that he had. He been trying to get with her for months.
I had immediate gummy worm. And she was like, what's wrong? Like, what I do? I just said, yo, like, you got some stuff back there.
You told her?
No.
Yes. And she, like, instantly just kicked me out. Like, it wasn't even she... Blocked my number. Can't get in contact with this girl to this day.
What?
Blocked me on Instagram. Blocked me on Facebook, Twitter. Can't get in contact with this girl.
Damn.
Maybe I'm the problem.
How can... Nah, fuck that.
Maybe I'm the problem.
There's certain checklists that you should be having before... Listen, y'all. There's certain checklists that you should be meeting before you have sex. You should take a shower always, especially if somebody's supposed to be like coming up. Like, if this is planned, take a shower always. What else? Deodorant, because showers sometimes don't last, especially if you're going to be sweating.
Definitely need deo.
Clean your room. A messy room is a turnoff, too.
Light a candle. Gotta light a candle.
Have a smelling good room. Gotta have a room smelling good, bro. And yeah, that's the four main components, bro. That's the four main.
Yeah. Yeah, we ain't
what
never.
What you thinking about?
I thought you said for a man. Like, that's what y'all go in, you know. That's a checklist, right?
Like a four-man mission?
No, for a man.
Oh, yeah. Four-man, yeah. So what do women do?
What's y'all checklist?
Because I've heard men do like smell check.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wait, smell check like on the
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they observe before they hit.
Some niggas. I wouldn't say I smell check every
dirty.
Time.
I've been a dirty ass nigga.
You done it anyway?
I have
we
two.
We cutting that out. We cutting that out. I have two. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Hey, I'm cool with everything making the fucking video if you cool with everything cool. making a video. That's your shake on it. Hey, we just shook on that bit.
Yeah, yeah. But so, it's been like a time where I said, hell nah.
It's been a minute, though.
Hey, this might be a Patreon video. This is a Patreon video for sure. We clipping this bitch up for YouTube.
I've been in the drought, nigga.
I've been in the drought. Shotty was like, you're the best looking dude I've ever seen. All right, bet. What? Get in the room. Smell like a cat done been through this motherfucker. Smell like you feeding that bitch.
Smell like hot horseradish. I remember that shit. It was hot horseradish. That, man.
And you still go through with it.
Yes, sometimes.
I went through with it once, and then I just like, immediately after she left, washed all my sheets. She said, you gonna hit me up? I'm gonna hit you up. You know I'm gonna hit you up. I'm following.
I know they be smelling that though.
I've come to the conclusion that men are the scum of the earth, bro. Like, we really are. Sometimes we can be terrible.
Straight savage.
I wouldn't say savage. I'd say nasty.
Nah, nigga.
No, straight savage.
Speaking of savage, I was getting off the elevator and Sydney was on that motherfucker.
Who's Sydney?
Oh, it. This Patreon, bro, we good.
I don't know who Sydney is.
I don't know who Sydney is. Shawty said, tell your little co-host. I said, fuck him.
She did not say that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, she said that. She said,
fuck him. I'm done with your ass. I'm like, damn, what'd he do? Yo, chill.
I'm telling you, bro.
Bill ain't never heard nobody in his life.
But see, that's what I said. My only main flag, like, main complaint that I hear from women is that lack of communication that I'll have.
Mm. Yeah. My main red flag is too friendly. What's your red flag, De'Asia?
Flirt. I'm flirt. Like, I flirt a lot.
I'm a flirt.
Flirt.
Na-na-na-na.
So how do you flirt?
It's more with my words, like sort of. A lot of people say I flirt with my eyes.
That's not flirting.
Is it?
Like
I have dopey eyes,
really
bro.
Yeah, you can't really help that your eyes.
Like I have dopey ass eyes, so like girls be like, "Oh, I seen how you looked at me."
Dudes approach me like that. I see squinting. How you looked at me, and I would be like, I didn't look at you any type of way.
I'd be squinting, so I can't even tell when this
nigga
is looking
bro,
at
bro, this nigga Million is the, like, he's a good driver, bro, but I swear to God, I hate riding in the car with this nigga. Like, it was like, 3:00 in the morning? We was on the way to my house so we can go to New Jersey, bro. Whole ride, he like this.
Nigga, I was dead ass about to fall asleep. Fuck that. No, that night, I remember that night. Nigga, I was falling asleep, nigga.
I know you was about to fall asleep because my ass was about to fall asleep. I was like, if I fall asleep, this thing. But if I would have fell asleep, this nigga would have fell asleep. We would have been dead as fuck.
That shit would have been so bad, bro.
And then we had to wake up at like 7 o'clock that next morning so we can get to the airport by 8. We ain't go to sleep till like 4. Like we said, all right,
we had
now.
To play some loud ass music. Let the windows down. Had to play the loud ass music.
We was singing this shit. We didn't even know the songs we was singing. We was just.
You got to try and stay up though, you know? It was cold as fuck too.
Cold as hell.
You got to stay up.
That was when Atlanta had a random ass cold front. Well, you said you're from South Carolina. Like that's where born and raised?
Yeah.
Did like your whole family move down here?
Yeah, my family moved from New York. So my family are from Manhattan, New York.
Well, I don't know if y'all have ever lived in this Georgia area, but it'll be hot as fuck for like 3 weeks. And then out of nowhere in the middle of February, it'll be a damn cold front come out of nowhere. It was freezing. That day before, we was wearing shorts and sundresses.
Right.
That next day, we was in bubble coats and sweatpants. Like, that shit was crazy. And I'm talking about it's freezing cold. Me and Mill, like, bro, I'm looking at Mill. This nigga about to fall asleep. Mill looking at me. I'm... Not at all.
So what is like, okay, so we've been up to the north. You said you're from New York. How long
have you been? My family is from New York. But I mean, I was back and forth.
You spent some time up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the main differences that y'all see from being up north and being down south?
Ooh.
People up north, they don't give a fuck. Like I feel like they're more aggressive up north than they are down south.
I don't even think it's aggression.
But they're more
though.
Racist down here than they are up there.
That's what Mill said.
Yes, bro.
That's what Mill said.
I remember we walked into a couple of... I kind of felt offended. Mm-hmm. We walked into a couple of restaurants in New York. They ain't bat an eye to my ass that I was black. Mm-mm. Like, it was just a normal fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all need to be
y'all
looking
not look at me.
I felt, you're like, damn, I
walked
insecure.
In to use the bathroom, bro. And they just said, okay, go use the bathroom. I said, what?
I was expecting I was them like, to turn your ass around. I ain't gonna lie.
It's like, what? Yeah, you don't get that. You don't get that here. Like, you,
only customers can piece it.
Yeah, only customers can. Literally, we had that exact scenario happen to us. Same type of store. Same. It was a New York style pizza shop in Atlanta by Coop's House.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, do you guys have a bathroom? She was like, no, we don't have a bathroom. But the store next door has one, right? So I was like, all right, let me order my food real quick. And then I'll go to the other place to get the bathroom because they don't got no bathroom in here. I was under the impression they ain't had no bathroom at all. As soon as I ordered my food, she said, oh, I'm sorry, we do have a bathroom in here. Oh, no, I asked, you said it's a bathroom in that store over there, right? She was like, no, it's a bathroom right around the corner. I just don't like letting non-customers use the bathroom because they'll come in here and leave and just use our bathroom. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? How do you know if I'm about to spend my money or not? How many people are coming to your random ass pizza shop and just going in there to piss?
Yeah.
It's a gas station right there.
It was. It really
was. Why would I choose you? What makes you so special? And then we go to this Irish pub, the lady don't even say, oh yeah, bathroom back there. I didn't even have to stop at the bar, didn't have to get a burger. Just walked in, pissed, came out. So yeah, it's racist.
Do you like the North better than the South? Yeah.
I fucked with it.
Yeah.
But
so you would
it's
move
a lot. I definitely would. Not now, but I would have.
It was the fact that it was new. I think I don't know if I was from New York and New Jersey, if I would want to stay there. Like, but since I'm from Atlanta, everything was new and it was like, wow, like y'all streets look like this. Wow. Y'all talk like this. Wow. Y'all aren't as mean, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, everybody has like four or five hustles. Like everybody making money in New York.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Cause when we was walking through Times Square, I ain't gonna lie. It really made me seem like I really wanted to move over there.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, like, this is it. Like, I really felt the American dream that people always talk about in New York. Like, I felt like I could have made it out there as long as I busted my fucking ass.
Even the homeless people were selling shit.
It
wasn't a single...
us.
Like...
Them niggas was finessing us.
It wasn't a single homeless person just laying on the corner. They'll piss in their little corner real quick and start selling something.
Something was being sold. It was such a hustle out there.
Like, that shit's crazy.
But like I said, it just made me feel like, you know, the American dream is possible, bro. And you don't feel that when you're down south.
You feel comfort. The South is very comfortable.
Yeah, you're right. Niggas is just cool with just being a... Kroger worker or something.
Yeah. Like this, the South is comfortable.
Yeah. They're real comfortable.
Like all the niggas, majority of my fucking classmates stayed home, ain't doing shit with their life.
Yeah.
Working in a factory or something.
I mean, then you gotta think about it. That's
scamming.
That's their path. That's their life path. You know what I'm saying?
But like,
I think the same way you think. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, why aren't these people motivated? Like, why do you want to just wake up and go to a 9-to-5 or why do you want to wake up and go to a factory job every single day? Like, but at the same time, that's just the way they want to live. So, you know.
You can't be mad
at
them.
You can't
be mad at
them.
And
that's
always,
their life path.
Yeah, I always like to say, like, you know, somebody got to flip burgers. Like, everybody can't be no business owner.
Exactly.
Somebody got to be in that.
But shit, bro, I ain't going to count, though. Would you flip burgers if you was a millionaire? I'd do it.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's was my most fun job, I kid you not.
Ooh, I ain't never worked fast food.
Nigga, McDonald's, have you ever worked at McDonald's?
Yeah, I did when I was
Gang!
In high school.
Bro, I kid you not, that shit was so fucking annoying, but fun at the same time, bro. I would work at McDonald's if I owned that motherfucker.
My uncle's about to own, like, he about to buy one.
What?
That's
that
dope.
Is so fucking dope,
where he
bro?
Gonna put that bit?
I don't know. If y'all know the one, he was gonna buy the one.
Downtown Fort Valley?
No, down in Macon.
Oh, you see, I don't go that way.
But I don't know if he...
I ain't been making in a minute.
Either it was McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, one of them.
Mm. Mm. Regardless of which way he's going to make money.
He going to make money.
He going to make money. Because McDonald's...
As long as he makes sure that ice cream machine working, bro, he making bread. That's the only thing that's wrong with McDonald's.
Machine,
as long as the...
Down.
Yeah, it's really fucked that even. Like, niggas is going to go to McDonald's. They going to catch their little attitudes, which it never makes sense to me. Like, why are you catching an attitude at McDonald's?
Fast food, period.
You know they going to fuck up. McDonald's is literally known for being fuck-ups, bro. When's the last time you actually had something right?
I haven't.
Where you ordered at McDonald's?
I haven't had a decent experience at McDonald's. Especially the one, like, people keep saying, like, the one in Fort Valley is awful, bro. Like,
terrible.
Like, that's by far the worst McDonald's I've ever. But I still patronize there. It's the most convenient one.
It's the most convenient one is there. And niggas...
It be shit still open at 11 o'clock. Like, they're the only niggas that actually stay open till... Everybody else be like, we open till 11. Close at 9. Burger King,
y'all
Wendy's.
Eat there? I don't eat there.
I don't eat there. I used to eat there when I had to. You know, like, working at McDonald's, I stopped eating that shit.
That's why I don't want to work fast food, though.
Like, niggas really be miserable with their job. Like, I've seen somebody, like, slap a patty on the fucking floor, pick that shit back up, and give it to somebody.
I've seen that before, too.
Like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with you? You that miserable with your life that you want to hurt somebody else?
Oh, yeah, we would have had to shoot it. If that bitch would have tasted like floor water, we would have had to shoot it.
It's one of those things where what you don't know won't hurt you. Like, most of the shit, like, if somebody spit in your shit and you ate that shit, you'll be straight.
I'd be pissed. If I could taste a loogie in my shit, what if you had a booger in that motherfucker? If I bite into a booger, I'm going to McDonald's and I'm exploding.
You're not
going to
know. You've probably been into 5,000 boogers by now, nigga.
Oh, my.
Roaches.
I don't even want to eat food no more.
You definitely. I guarantee roaches have been over your buns, nigga. Roaches have been over your buns, nigga. Nigga, they've used the same fucking oil that they've been using for the last fucking 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. Nigga, they don't care, bro. You're still going to eat the shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, bro. No that's more. Just it, bro. But hey, man. Say, man, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yes,
but, like, niggas is really miserable.
What if they have AIDS? Can you get AIDS from spit?
Nah, it has to have
HIV.
No.
It's blood?
Yeah.
I thought it was bodily fluid.
I mean, it can be transferred during sex.
Okay, but, like, sperm is...
Different,
like,
from spit.
Yeah, sperm is different from spit, and it's still kind of blood, in a sense, I think.
That don't make sense. Because you can get AIDS.
Damn, what shit? That don't make sense.
Nah, that ain't the one.
Well, school me then.
Because how can you have sex with somebody and catch HIV or AIDS? Like, if it's not transferred like
women
that.
Women bleed from their... Well, they don't bleed from their... Yeah, they bleed from their vaginas.
But I'm saying men...
But you don't have sex
who
with
have
the
sex
boy,
with
oh.
men get AIDS and HIV.
Yo, ass, that's a clear... Yo, you know, if you want to...
But where does it come from the ass, though?
No, but what I'm saying is... if
that's
you want,
a great
hold
point.
On, but I'm telling you, listen, if you put medicine up your ass, it helps you out faster than if you was to put it in your mouth. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yes, there's so many fucking ports from your ass, I guess, into your bloodstream that... That's your answer.
Bush did 9/11.
The fuck?
That's what I got from that, bro. Bush did 9/11, bro.
What are you talking about?
The government put AIDS in the black community to stunt us. They needed AIDS and crack. They had to set us back, bro.
They had to set us back, and Bush did
9/11. Write that down. Shout out to Conspiracy, my boy.
Yeah. So I think that's how you catch AIDS. You can't really catch that shit from...
Kissing, no.
Nah, unless they got a cut in their mouth or some shit.
Ooh. What if they cut their mouth on purpose?
That's why I have trust issues. That shit right there. Have you been burnt before?
Have I been burnt? Hell yeah. I was burnt when I was 18. 18 was a bad year for me.
Yeah.
18 was a bad year. All right, so like.
You been burnt before too?
No.
Oh, she said that shit. No.
All right, so let me tell you the story, bro. Like, NCCU. All the girls smooth. Didn't catch nothing at NCCU. Never. Bro, I come home to Atlanta, right?
I believe it.
I fucked this girl one time, bro. Literally one time. I had shit oozing out my dick. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? So I call her, bro. I'm like, yo, like, you're the only person I've had sex with. And now my pits burning. Like, tell me what, like, I think you should go get tested. Because the doctor just told me I had chlamydia or gonorrhea. I didn't even know you could catch both at the same time. She gave me a damn STD smoothie out this motherfucker.
Did they give you the shot in your ass?
Yes, bro. I had to get a shot in my ass in a Z-Pack, bro. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, damn. And you know what? I was like, this was God trying to teach me a lesson. I was like, yeah, he's trying to slow my ass down.
You learned that, from it?
I learned that you should wear condoms every time.
And have you been practicing that?
Yes.
Teaching?
Yes, I have. Ever since I was 18. But yeah, bro, I was burnt like a motherfucker. That shit pissed me. I was so mad. Cause I didn't have a car at the time. Cause that was back when when I first got my license, I let my friend drive my car, he hit something. So license was suspended until I turned 18. So at the time I didn't have a car. So I had to tell my mom that, yo, I just got burnt. I snuck a girl in the house and this happened. And when she found that out, she was livid. She wasn't even mad I had it. She was mad I snuck the girl in the house. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's bound to happen.
The first time I got burnt, I told my mom and dad and they just was so disappointed.
My mom didn't give a fuck. I'm my mom is cool. You, but dad, you met my mom before though. You know.
But my dad, man, I've never felt...
My dad,
my parents
still don't
will
know.
Make me feel disappointed. Like, they'll make me feel bad. Like, if they want to. You don't care about your life? Like, shit. Like, damn, why you gonna say it like that? Shit. I just wanna have fun. You just wanna have fun? But what about the rest of your life? I'm like, God damn. And this is before I even knew what I had. I had a little bump. And I was just like, bro, like, they're going in on me, like, right now. Like, y'all making it seem like I'm about to fucking die. My mom, she takes over on the phone. She's fucking crying. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? I had you for 9 months, so you just want to fuck it up? Like, God damn. Oh, my God. I feel so terrible. So the next time I got burnt, I ain't tell them shit. And it was something that was curable, y'all. I'm not out here with AIDS or anything. Like, it was curable. I cured it. I took care of it. All right, Trey, bro. I've really enjoyed talking to you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Man, listen, y'all. We have so much more content coming out for y'all. I know this was a short pod. It was just me and Trey. We have so much other things coming out, but it's with other people. And I'm telling you, the conversations that we have is pretty good. I promise you. So stay tuned. And we just wanted y'all to, you know, not forget about us. Remember that L2M is me and Trey. So, thank y'all for tuning in.